Hi there. The word for you today is on The Word from the Top. In Exodus 20 verse 14 we read, "You shall not commit adultery." But Jesus takes it one step further in his Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5 verse 28, and here's what he has to say, and I quote, "Anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell." Now, let's be clear. You're not responsible for what you see, but you are responsible for what you continue to look at. Paul told Timothy, 2 Timothy 2 verse 22, "Flee youthful lusts." And James writes, James 1 verse 15, "After desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death." Immorality, in practice or in thought, can result in the death of your marriage, your self-respect, your influence, and your joy. In The Door, theologian Mike Iaconelli writes, and I quote, "Author Susan Howatch made a fortune writing blockbuster novels. She had houses in several countries, drove a Porsche, and after divorcing, had a number of, quote, transient liaisons. But at age 30, she said, and I quote, 'God seized me by the scruff of the neck and shook me until my teeth rattled. Now, as a committed Christian,' she reflects, 'I was promiscuous. But finally one morning I woke up and said, what am I trying to prove? And to whom? I knew exactly what. That even though my marriage broke up, I could still attract men. The fact that I could control men boosted my fractured ego.'" Well, what was her conclusion? This: promiscuity is a sign that you're not aligned right with God or with yourself. Okay?